guitarist Tony McManus recorded this version of two folk songs that he learned from the Irish band Dedannan, but they in turn learned it from the New York-based klezmer musician Andy Statman, and he got it from the Eastern European folk tradition. At least one of the two pieces in this set, called A Shepherd's Dream and Onga Bucharesti, seems to be Romanian in origin, although it now has a kind of Irish snap to it. And that's the kind of world we live in, where music from one country can travel through numerous others and come out sounding like something completely different. I thought on this New Sounds program it might be fun to listen to some folk music from the European traditions, the various regions of Europe, that has somehow been transformed by musicians from other parts of Europe. I'm John Schaefer. It's New Sounds Program 2207. And along the way, we'll be hearing this music from Tony McManus, sort of hard to pin down exactly where in Europe it's from. We'll hear some music from an Armenian composer who lives in Hungary and who has worked with an international cast of characters. And some music from a Russian band called Nete, who draw on all kinds of world music influences in their arrangements of Russian folk song. Let's begin in Scandinavia with the Swedish trio known as Frifot, F-R-I-F-O-T. From their latest release called Slurring, the piece is called Dubbelpipen, the double pipe. And although this is a Swedish band, this is music inspired by the traditional shepherd's pipe of Slovakia, which is a double pipe. We'll follow that with the Norwegian band called Farmer's Market from their most recent CD, which is otherwise untitled. Farmer's Market has had a long interest in Balkan music and specifically in the music of Bulgaria. And the piece we'll hear is called Graovo Dance. It features musicians from Norway, Bulgaria, and India, all helping out on their CD called Farmer's Market. And then we'll conclude the set in Hungary with a band called Makam from an album called Skansen, which is a collection of traditional Hungarian folk songs, but incorporating everything from African drumming to Chinese operatic-style vocals. It's a really unusual and very colorful record. The song we'll hear, called Tillinkos, begins with the sound of a Norwegian willow flute. So everybody got that? We begin with a Swedish band playing a Slovakian flute, a Norwegian band using a Bulgarian flute, and then a Hungarian group using a Norwegian flute. All of it drawn on various folk traditions from different parts of Europe on New Sounds.
Thank you.
There's a lot of sounds from a lot of different countries in that last piece, but the band is from Hungary, and the song is a Hungarian folk song called Tilinkos, incorporating the sounds of the Norwegian willow flute and some rather uncanny vocals that seem to come out of more a Chinese opera tradition than Hungarian folk song, but, you know, that's the band Makam, very untraditional arrangements of these traditional old songs. Prior to that, we heard from the Norwegian band Farmers Market and their album, otherwise untitled, featuring a lot of work drawn from the Bulgarian music tradition. We heard the Graovo dance, which featured the Bulgarian flute and bagpipe, in addition to Indian tablas and the Norwegians themselves playing bass and guitar and things like that. The band called Farmers Market, and we began the set in neighboring Sweden, with the trio known as Freefoot, three of the leaders in the acoustic sort of folk revival scene in Sweden over the years. From an album called Slurring, we heard Dubbelpipen. Dubbelpipen means double pipe, and the featured instrument there is the Slovakian shepherd's pipe, which is a double pipe. So everybody playing somebody else's instruments in the course of that set. Eurofolk on this New Sounds program, and trying to trace the lineage of some of these old folk songs can be a rather torturous affair, as is the case with this next piece by guitarist Tony McManus. This is his contribution to the 2-CD set called Guitar Harvest, a benefit for the New York Guitar Festival. And McManus' contribution is A Shepherd's Dream, Onga Bucharesti, a medley of two tunes that he learned from an Irish band, Dedannan, who in turn learned it from the New York-based klezmer musician Andy Statman, who ultimately got it from Romania and Bulgaria. I believe Shepherd's Dream is a Bulgarian tune, and Onga Bucharesti, just from the title, is probably Romanian. There has been a long and direct connection between Irish music and Bulgarian music, but this particular piece took a longer and more windy road before it reached the six strings of Tony McManus's guitar. Here it is from the 2-CD set called Guitar Harvest, music from Tony McManus on New Sounds. Thank you. Music originally from southeastern Europe, but learned via circuitous route by the Irish band De Dannan, and from them, guitarist Tony McManus picked it up. The piece called A Shepherd's Dream / Ongo Bucharesti, and this is Tony McManus's contribution to the 2-CD set called Guitar Harvest, co-produced by myself and David Spellman, who is the director of the New York Guitar Festival. The CD is a benefit for the New York Guitar Festival's education program, which puts guitars in the hands of kids who would otherwise not be able to have access to them, and provides teachers to teach them how to make music. So the theme of this Guitar Harvest 2-CD set is teachers and mentors and other forms of musical inspiration. We've taken as our inspiration for this New Sounds program the folk music of Europe in surprising arrangements, and we'll hear in a moment an Armenian folk song from David Yengibarian. Yengibarian lives in Hungary. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. Here's a little interlude, a musical medley from Dave Swarbrick, the English fiddler, best known for his work with Fairport Convention. And this is actually from a solo album of his own, mostly his own compositions. It's called Swarbrick Plays Swarbrick. This is simply called Medley. It is just that, a medley of mostly original works from fiddler Dave Swarbrick, probably the most influential English fiddler of his generation. And this comes from a CD called Swarbrick Plays Swarbrick. This is New Sounds number 2207. We heard that Hungarian folk group Makam before, attempting to draw, and pretty successfully attempting to draw, a relationship between Asian musics and traditional Hungarian folk song. Well, this next recording also comes from Hungary, and features a music tradition that's right at the border of Europe and Asia, namely the music of Armenia. We'll hear a traditional Armenian folk song called Dli Yaman. It's actually a pretty famous song among Armenians, and it's been arranged and played by David Yengibarian and his ensemble. Yengibarian lives in Budapest, and among the members of the band is trumpeter Frank London from the New York group The Klezmatics. Let's hear their arrangement of Dli Yaman, traditional Armenian folk song, from Yengibarian's CD called Pandukt on New Sounds. The traditional Armenian folk song called Dli Yaman, D-L-E is the spelling of the first word. Dli Yaman, played by David Yengibarian, accordionist from Hungary, actually, although he's of Armenian descent. On his album Pandukt, he performs with some Hungarian musicians and the American trumpeter Frank London. We'll move on to a Russian folk song, given an even more unusual treatment in just a moment. You're listening to New Sounds.
And this is WNYC, where music is heard all through the night. And now you can hear more of WNYC's programming anywhere, anytime. Soundchecks, inspired conversations about New York's cultural scene, and Sarah Fischko's Fischko Files are now available as podcasts. Check out podcasting at WNYC.org for updates on these free ways to enjoy WNYC's programs. WNYC's podcasts, a world of news and culture in your pocket. Go to the homepage at WNYC.org.
If you'd like a playlist for New Sounds, the playlist will generally tell you everything that we've heard, give you spellings for all these foreign names, and give you some clues as to where you can hunt down some of this music for yourself. The program number this time is 2207, and you can find this playlist and all of the others on our website at WNYC.org. Check us out. You can also find information on upcoming New Sounds live concerts. You can join WNYC, New York Public Radio. All of that on one website, WNYC.org. The Russian group called Nete, N-E-T-E, has put out an album called Suffering. Now, there's a lot of suffering in Russian history and a lot of suffering in Russian folk song. The one that we're going to hear dates back to the 10th century, and it goes simply by the English name Princess when translated into English. The band Nete includes vocals and lots of traditional folk instruments, and some more modern things as well. Here's their version of the song Princess from the album Suffering. This is the Russian band Nete, N-E-T-E, on New Sounds.
Thank you.
The band is called Nete, the album Suffering, and the song called Princess. Nete updates traditional Russian folk songs, and we've been listening to some European folk music in often surprising arrangements on this New Sounds program. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for joining us.